Welcome to First Turn, where we play board games for the first time and discuss our immediate reactions. It's like book club, but for board games. I'm Eric, and with me is Kate, Kiwi, and BP.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Today, we're going to be playing Paladins of the West Kingdom, designed by S.J. McDonald of Architects of the West Kingdom, Viscounts of the West Kingdom, Wayfarers of the South Tigris, and Circadian's First Light, and Shem Phillips of pretty much the same games, plus Raiders of the North Sea. The artist is Mihailo Dmitrievski of the same game series, published in 2019 by Garfield Games. Paladins of the West Kingdom is set in a turbulent time of Rest Francia's story, circa 980. Despite recent efforts to develop the city, outlying townships are still under the threat of outsiders. Saracens scout the borders while Vikings plunder the wealth and livestock. Even the Byzantines from the east have shown their darker side. As noblemen and women, the players must gather workers from the city to defend against enemies, build fortifications, and spread faith throughout the land. Fortunately, you are not alone. In his great wisdom, the king has sent his finest knights to help aid in our efforts. So ready the horses and sharpen the swords. The paladins are approaching. Mechanics are endgame bonuses, market, open drafting, solo solitaire, worker placement, different worker types, and the box art.
All right, so there is a big knight taking over about half of the box, and then also a fleet of knights at the bottom on horseback.
And one blonde guy.
Yeah, and a blonde guy. I don't know. Yeah, it looks like a medieval theme because there's a lot of knights and they're ready. You know, they have their weapons, their swords and axes, and they're on horseback.
It looks very warfare-ish.
Yeah, but there's a little bird in the corner.
Plus a little bird.
For the game producer. That's important. Yep. A little bit cartoon style, like it's like cartoon realistic, animated realistic. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I was going to throw in there that the three people at the top, it's pretty much reminiscent of the Architects of the West Kingdom box as well. They did the same thing with kind of like three people, except instead of a vanguard of knights down at the bottom, you had like a castle. Cause in that one, we were all trying to work together, sort of work together to build up the cathedral, like in the towns. So this is a trilogy of games. So Architects and then Paladins was next. And then the one after that was the Viscounts. So yeah, I do like the art though.
All right. Would you pull it off the shelf?
I think I would. I enjoyed Architects of the West Kingdom and I really enjoy Raiders of the North Sea. So it's all kind of the same designers and artwork and play style, I think. So yeah, I would pick it up.
BP?
Yes, it's medieval theme. I'm going to, yeah.
Kate?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
medieval doesn't grab me. All the axes and swords, any of like fighting medieval knights, like that doesn't really isn't my thing usually. And also the worker placement. there are some worker placements I like, but I haven't had a great success rate there. So
yeah. I'll lean towards no. I don't remember if I said yes or no to Architects.
I double checked. We all said yes, we would pick it up and we would all play it again.
I do remember it was one of the better worker placements of this style. So I thought it was solid there. But this one, I mean, it gives off much more war game vibes, right? Just because the box art. And so I wasn't expecting that. And I think that kind of is... You know, I like worker placements when I'm like building the cathedral and making things cheese. Like that. This, I don't know exactly what this is going to be now. So I would be hesitant. So on that note, how do we think it's played?
What are we trying to do again?
We honestly not much from the description other than it's a very turbulent time. We're defending, building fortifications, and spreading faith. We've got worker placement and worker placement, different worker types. Mm-hmm. Drafting, so we're going to have cards. What do you think's in the marketplace, Kate?
Materials to build fortifications.
Okay.
Weapons. Horses.
Horses, yes.
What are different worker types?
What are the medieval worker types?
I'm going to suppose we have carpenters, blacksmiths. Yeah.
Stonemasons?
Stonemasons, sure.
Horsemiths. I'm not sure that's what they're called, but.
All right. Yeah, I'm picturing a standard worker placement, but we're going to be building like castles and stuff and defenses and weapons.
So how do you win?
Amat and Bailey, maybe?
Clearly you need to defend. So I guess you just defend until they give up.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know. There's not a whole lot to go on in the description, I feel like. The paladins are approaching.
I mean, is there like a big, like medieval times knight against knight battle and then you win?
Yes. Okay. We all have a tournament and they joust like medieval times and then whoever wins that wins the game.
Okay. I could be down with that.
All right, the history of medieval times.
I went with paladins. No,
the restaurant.
Oh.
Yes. We want a history of the restaurant medieval times.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
No? Okay.
Okay. The paladins are called the 12 peers. They're 12 legendary knights who were some of the highest in Charlemagne's court in the 8th century, or in early 9th century. However, they don't appear in literary references until the 12th century in Sanson de Gesse's cycle of Matter of France, where they play a similar role to the Knights of the Round Table. These chivalric paladins then represent Christianity against the Muslim invasion of Europe, which would have happened well before Charlemagne. The names of the paladins vary between sources, but there are 12 of them, always led by a Roland. The Song of Roland was written somewhere between 1050 and 1115. And I've actually used in my classes before snippets of. The legend is based on the historical Umayyad invasion of Gaul, which, if my dates are correct, was in 711 was when they invaded Spain. So I want to say the Battle of Poitiers was 731. I could be wrong on that date, but would have been before Charlemagne himself. It was his father, Charles Martel, or grandfather, Charles Martel, who beat them off. The term paladin is Old French from the Latin comus paladinus, or count palatin. And was a title given to close retainers. The paladin is a popular subject throughout medieval French literature, and then, of course, would be picked up by Dungeons and Dragons in 1975 as a character class. So there were actually paladins.
I was kind of wondering that. I was glad you actually did history of paladins because I had no idea.
I didn't either. I thought it was just a character made up by Dungeons and Dragons based on like Knights Hospitallers or some kind of, you know, of the
like the more Healy type
military orders of knights.
Yeah. Medieval times, on the other hand, has 10 locations in the nine locations in the United States, one in Toronto for 10 total, and is 40 years old.
It was developed in the 60s by Jose Montaner in Spain, where he converted a barbecue restaurant into the first medieval times. And he claimed to be a descendant of Charlemagne.
It's the 60s.
Interesting. And it's lasted this long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as the restaurant, I'm sure his place, because Medieval Times as a,
it was founded
in 1983.
Yeah, it was bought and developed as like the official thing. But the first like kind of concept of it was this guy.
There's a pirate themed one in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
It is not quite as good.
How do we play this game?
All right. So we are nobles trying to gather workers from the city to defend against our enemies, the Byzantines, the Saracens, and the Vikings, obviously, build fortifications and spread faith throughout the land. The king doesn't think we can do it, so he's sending some paladins to help. We gain victory points by building outposts and fortifications, commissioning monks, and confronting outsiders, which seems like a very Anglo-Saxon thing to do. The game ends after 7 rounds, and the player with the most victory points is the winner. The first player is randomly chosen, but we could do the last to wear armor, the last to wield a sword, the last to heal something, last to defend a wall from a Byzantine, Saracen, or Viking attack.
The last to go to Medieval Times.
Ooh, the last to go to Medieval Times. That's true. We have, we might be the closest to one.
We went to.
There's the one here.
Oh, is there?
Somewhere.
We went to the one with your parents.
Yeah, in Potomac Mills, right up the road. I have worn body armor within the last 4 or 5 years. So that's a type of armor. And I had a sword at my sister's wedding.
Okay. You get to go first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that sword is in my closet. Okay, so I'll go first. Okay, so the game takes place over 7 rounds. During a round, players will take turns conducting a single action until all players pass. At the beginning of the round, not the road, at the beginning of the round, each player will select a paladin, which gives them at least 2 workers, and then a tavern, which is going to give them up to 4 workers. Play then starts from the first player and goes clockwise, and each player takes a single action or passes. To take an action, players will select an available one from their player board and pay 1 or more workers, and some require additional silver or like supplies from your own personal supply. Actions are found on your player boards and revealed King's Favor card on the main board. Actions on the left side of the player board are going to focus on engine building and resource gathering, while the right side is going to focus on scoring and increasing your attributes. Placement rules. Any worker can be placed in a transparent space. Colored spaces require a matching colored worker. Criminals, which are purple, are wild and go in any space. So the actions, you can develop. So you'll be able to place workshops to cover up worker spots to make them cheaper in the future. You can recruit. So you can use your workers to gain the bonus in the top right of a townsfolk card, or you can pay more workers to be able to recruit that worker or that townsperson to your side. Some recruits, you'll also incur debt as a player. You can hunt and trade, which will get you resources or silver. You can pray, which allows you to remove all the workers from an occupied action. They go to the supply, but it opens up the action for a later turn. You can conspire, which allows you to gain a criminal, but you also gain suspicion. And suspicion cards will force the player to take coins from the tax supply. You can commission, so it allows you to commission monks to increase your faith. You can fortify, so workers and provisions to build a wall that will provide immediate benefits as well as increase your strength. You can garrison, which lets you place them on the main board to gain immediate effects. You can absolve, which requires workers and silver, and it increases your faith and removes your suspicion. So basically, you just pay the church to get rid of your suspicion. You can attack. So it lets you attack one of the outsiders based on your strength. And you can also pay silver to hire local fighters. It'll give you instant benefits, or you can convert the outsider, you know, because they're not Christian. So now you can make them Christian and they'll join your side, and that'll give you some in-game bonuses. If there's no silver in the tax supply when a player must take one, there's an Inquisition. All townsfolk ability are triggered if they are Inquisition-based abilities. The player or players with the most suspicion gain debt. And any players that gain debt then remove half their suspicion. So finally, the tax supply is refilled. Once a player has no more workers or they decide to take no further actions, they pass. They're going to remove all their workers from their player board and put them in the supply. And you can keep up to 3 unused workers and return the rest to the supply. They're no longer take actions, but you're still affected by inquisitions. Once all players have passed, the round is complete. The game ends when the 7th round is completed. Players gain points from their completed king orders, which are in-game goals revealed each round. Your attribute tracks developments, debts, commissions, fortifications, garrisons, absolves, and converts, as well as 1 victory point for every set of 3 silver and provisions. The player with the most points is the winner. In case of a tie, the player who scored more points from the king's order is the winner. And if it's still tied, the player with the least suspicion wins. And if it's still tied, then the victory is shared. And those are 80%-ish of the rules.
Wow. Okay, then. Well, let's play.
For now begins the Inquisition! The Inquisition!
Let's begin!
The Inquisition!
Look out, sin!
We know you're wishing that we don't...
We just finished a game of Paladins of the West Kingdom. To recap, BP had 10 a little bit of everything points. Kate had 23 killing people points. Kiwi had 26 wall points. And I won with 40 religious points. My winning strategy, I just did commission and absolve a bunch. And I guess that gave me a lot of points. And then I had cards that gave me coins for every time I did those actions, so I didn't have to worry too much about money. And I just kept doing those over and over again because it seemed like the best things to do. So I didn't do 4 of the 6 actions on the board.
Okay.
You guys' strategy?
I wanted to use the fortify because I knew it gave me stuff. And then it was fortuitous that the one thing popped up that was like, hey, you get extra points if you fortify 5. So then I just tried to make it that I could do that. I mostly focused on that, I feel like.
I guess I was trying to go with the paladin and, you know, but like that was only 1 action. And then that also made you do different things each time. And as you just said, that was not a good strategy.
It was apparently good to go I didn't know
on 1 or 2.
The whole game I was looking at you guys. So I was like, oh my God, they're getting cards. They're like attacking people. They're building stuff. And I was like, I'm just doing the same thing over and over. Mm-hmm. So I thought I did not think I was doing good that game. BP strategy.
I didn't really have one. I was, yeah. Placing workers, trying to do stuff, but then all of a sudden it was like the last round and I was like, I'm so close to almost everything, but so far away from anything. Yeah. I would have killed it if we had 3 more rounds.
Yeah. Theme, did it feel like you were the guardians of West Francia.
I mean, the name of the game is Paladins of the West Kingdom, and we aren't even the Paladins. Mm-mm. We're like other people using the Paladins. But the answer is a big fat no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to be at medieval times.
Yep.
It was not.
And on the theme, like I just stopped using all the names of stuff because it actually made it more confusing. It wasn't even one where you just don't use them, but like using them actively hurt because it didn't make any sense.
Yep. No, I agree.
Table presence, BP.
I mean, it reminds me a lot of both the Kingdoms of the West and Architects of the West.
Sorry. And then Raiders of the North Sea.
Like the art and stuff is very similar to that. But I mean, there's a lot on the board. It's kind of, I don't know if it would draw my head. It might. I mean, the artwork is nice.
I think it's kind of boring. I remember Architects of the Kingdom or whatever. It had the big church under construction and it had like a whole village around it, which looked kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just a field with a card on it. This is like they forgot. Yeah. Like it, the art style is still good, but it's just kind of a boring background.
Kind of the same answer. I don't think it would jump out, and I might actually find it overwhelming looking at it because all the, yeah, there's a lot going on. But yeah, again, same answer that the style is nice. Like I like the card art. The player boards are maybe made busier by this, but I like the little illustrations that are on the board. They're kind of mm-hmm. cute. So yeah, cool art, but I don't know if it would turn my head.
Kiwi, anything bad?
No, I agree with what everybody said.
It's like, a lot. Oh, go ahead.
No, sorry. No, I was going to say it's just a lot. And then
I think that's going to be a lot because even I think all these games are kind of a lot. But I also think on top of being a lot, it's also not super exciting. Mechanics, Kiwi.
So I think the only mechanic that I really liked was the paladins. Like we all had the same three or the same 12. We had to select which paladin we wanted to use, which paladin we thought we might use later, and then which paladin, you know, we wouldn't see again until the end of the game. You know, worker placement was one of the elements, but like I don't see this as a true worker placement game because like when I think worker placement, I think Caverna, Agricola. Mm-hmm. Like when I go to a place, I block that place from everybody else. Mm-hmm. And so like that's the puzzle for worker placement is I have to figure out like, okay, how do I do what I want to do? But knowing that other people also have stuff that they have to do. And there's only so many places where we can go in order to do those things. Right. So like, you know, you can say this is worker placement, but it's really not. It's just, you know, I'm trying to manage a couple of, you know, different colored workers in order to go to places that I want to go. But there's nothing that you can do to stop me from being able to do that. So like, it's not the puzzle that I was expecting. And, you know, with raiders and architects, I was trying mm-hmm. to I was trying to look it up for architects because I couldn't remember how it worked. With raiders, you had two workers. You played one, and then whatever worker was on that space, you got it back. And so the different colored workers, it was silver, gray, and mm-hmm. white, I think. And only certain places could take certain types of workers.
Yep.
And so, but it was still like, if I went there, other people couldn't right. go there.
Yep.
So like, that was my thing. So like, the only thing I really liked was the paladin piece. And even like, that was the smallest minuscule part of the game. So yeah.
Yeah. The paladin was definitely the puzzle. And I think, cause that's, I kind of figured that out on a couple rounds where I got like no cost to do the commission. And so I commissioned like three times. So it's like maximizing those turns when they come up and then planning ahead. And then, like you said, even so one, it's not a competitive worker placement, but even as a solo worker placement, that last round I commissioned, I absolved three times and commissioned twice. So like even as I didn't block myself because I could just sort of plan out how to unblock those locations. Because you could pray, there was the group card play, pray, and then there was like commissions that could also reset a spot and things like that. So yeah, really the worker placement didn't really have much impact. BP or Kate, mechanics?
No.
Well, this will probably come up at player interaction, but solo solitaire is one of the yes. the mechanics. Yeah. And anyway.
With rules, how was it learning the game, Kate?
How many times did I say four-letter words? yeah, it was a little frustrating. I think, the icon. Yeah, somebody help me.
Iconography.
Iconography.
Yeah. It didn't help it because I really wanted to understand it on my own and not keep asking because I kept forgetting things even that I had asked about before. And like the double use of a lot of different things going on the board was mm-hmm. kind of interesting, but also frustrating because then I forgot which was which at the time. And yeah. And some of it was counterintuitive, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Or a fair amount of it was. And Yeah. So it's a little hard to learn. I don't know that I have learned.
Yeah. I think we were still asking for stuff like the last round.
Yes.
And yeah.
Like I said, I skipped 4 of the 6 actions and it still seemed like a lot. And I feel like there was just stuff that was a nest. Like the Inquisitions didn't seem to do anything.
Yeah.
Like the whole debt and suspicion didn't seem relevant. It just seemed like there was way too much stuff. And it was, even without all that stuff, it was still complicated. So I imagine trying to learn all of that would just be kind of ridiculous.
I think it's already been said, nothing really to add. The iconography, we had to keep asking. So not intuitive.
How is the rule book?
I mean, the rule book is fine. I think there was a last page that had like an icon page to like be able to walk you through stuff. But there were a bunch of icons that they didn't have there. And so you actually, there was a page before that that was like, oh, here's how the, you know, the architect and the debt collector and all that stuff work. But it's like, if you're going to put icons on a card and then have a page full of icons to tell you what those icons mean, you should have all of the icons. Yep. Even if you're going to describe it somewhere else, because like I was getting frustrated because it was like, I don't know what this icon means. Like the first one that was the Inquisition, and like it's on the player board, but like that icon is not on the icon page. And it's like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Right.
Yeah, it should definitely be there. So, you know, while it was fine and the rule book described everything well, like, you know, I was still going to the page on like, how does a round start for at least the first 3 rounds? And then after the 4th round, I was able to do all the stuff we needed to on my own. But then I was still in there for the icons and stuff, or to look at, you know, what does this person do anytime we got like something with new icons on it? So, I mean, yep. You can only complain about it so much, but it wasn't the worst rule book I've ever read.
That's good.
So,
player interaction, it's sort of like they thought worker placement games are way too interactive. How can we fix that?
Yeah,
I think that is the feeling I got. I had zero idea what anybody else was doing.
Yeah.
I really wish that they like, there was those spots for the King's Favor ones that, you know, you could do on your own. I really wish they just like got rid of that completely. And just made it so that it was, you know, sequential in picking your taverns, and then everything was simultaneous for all your worker placement stuff. And then it could go back, like the game would have been faster, and then it could have been what it was, which was basically a solo solitaire game, which again, not bad. Like Dice Hospital, love Dice Hospital. There's a huge portion of that that is simultaneous play.
It's just got to go fast if it's going to be very solo and solo puzzle solving. Like,
yes,
Dunya, every one of these we play now makes Cheese Game look better. Would you play it again, Kiwi?
Nope. I think Architects is, from what I remember, Architects was a much better game. And I think of the ones that I've played, I will still go to Raiders of the North Sea every time, like over the other ones. And definitely over this one.
Kate?
I think I'm a yes.
Wow. I know.
Okay, no, so let me explain.
A puzzle, and she wants to do better at the puzzle.
Exactly. That is a big factor. Secondly, I haven't played those other games you guys keep referencing, so I don't have like the better version that you're saying this other game is better. And I might want to try it like at two players. So like it goes
definitely
faster.
Yeah.
And then, cause like, it's like a Hadrian's Wall, you know, sort of thing where it's like, I can appreciate the puzzle that's there and I want to do better at it. It's typical like complaints as far as the worker placement goes and how, there's no interaction and my level of frustration when I have a plan and it doesn't go well and then it takes forever for me to try again. But yeah, I could see a good game there. So I'm an odd yes.
Okay. I'm a no. That just felt very messy. I just played like the same move over and over again and won, and it feels wrong. I don't like that I was able to do that at all. BP?
No, I wanted there to be a better engine building in it. I felt like I was almost there, but just couldn't get it going.
What was the comment you made? Three more rounds, we would have been in trouble. Thank goodness it did not go three more rounds.
Right. Yeah.
All right. That was Paladins of the West Kingdom.
So if you have any recommendations of games you would like to hear our impressions on, please send them our way. You can do it via email at firstturntabletop@gmail.com or the formerly known as Twitter or Instagram at firstturncast. And the podcasting camel says, as he's getting ready to pray, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcatchers. We look forward to hearing from you. Play more games.
I would like to absolve the heathens.
So absolving?
I have no idea what this does.
I was thinking about praying this round because I had the paladin, but just didn't seem worth it.
I didn't score these recruits.
No, you killed those people.
Okay, never mind.